Missouri Net News. I'm Alisa Nelson. The Missouri Department of Social Services is extending full-time child care benefits through December 31st for eligible school-aged students who are not attending school in person. A state press release says CARES Act funding makes the additional financial aid possible for low-income working families. Families who need full-time child care for their school-aged children should contact the Family Support Division. Governor Parson says he plans to call lawmakers back to the Missouri Capitol in Jefferson City next month. The Missouri legislature wrapped up its veto and special sessions yesterday. Lawmakers did not override any of the governor's vetoes of bills, and they only passed two of seven crime bills he wanted. During a Capitol press conference, Parson says the state will find the money to fund one of his agenda items, a program to protect witnesses of crimes and their immediate family members.
Well, we're going to look, see what avenues we can to get that money there. You know, we've made a commitment to that. There'll be another special session on supplemental budget sometime in October. I do know that. At some point, it may be addressed then. Again, to help the victims out there.
The other bill passed removes a requirement for St. Louis first responders to live in the city. Parson says the bills passed were his two top special session agenda items. Another major sports venue in Missouri will be used as a voting site in November's general election. Chris Katz reports from Missouri Net Television partner station KMBC in Kansas City.
The Kansas City, Missouri Board of Elections says Arrowhead Stadium will be a centralized polling place for voters living in Kansas City, Missouri within Jackson County and those in the rest of the county. Eligible voters will be allowed into the stadium to cast their ballot. Mizzou Arena in Columbia is also being used as a polling place for the November election.
The Chiefs have been working with the city for weeks on creating a way to turn Arrowhead into a voting location. Missouri U.S. Senator Josh Hawley wants U.S. Attorney General William Barr to immediately file a federal lawsuit against churches restricting attendance at services. Hawley has sent a letter to Barr saying a number of states are violating the First Amendment in limiting attendance while other businesses like restaurants and gyms operate at up to 50% capacity. In the letter, he says churches are being hit with massive fines, as much as $100,000 in some cases, for the offense of gathering to worship in person. Missouri Task Force 1 continues helping in Louisiana in response to Hurricane Sally. Boone County Fire District Assistant Chief Gail Blumenkamp says the state's urban search and rescue team deployed earlier this week.
It's a Type 3 task force. 46 members with an embedded emphasis on water rescue capability.
Sally touched down in Florida and Alabama on Wednesday, leaving at least one person dead. This is Missouri Net.